This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And also to the truck drivers out there, appreciate everything you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, that's UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Sabato.
Mr. Captain.
There they are. And there they go. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, obviously, the big news this morning is Joe Biden is sending 3,000 troops to Afghanistan to help draw down the U.S. embassy staff. But there's also civilian contractors that need to be brought out. And the British are sending 600 of their troops to get their British nationals out, including their embassy people. And it's going to be a concerted effort, if you will. We also, yesterday or the day before, sent some B-52s into the region. And we have some additional assets, Air Force assets, that are in the region as well. So we're getting prepared to do whatever it takes to get the job finished and get our people the heck out of Dodge.
Well, if we rewind the tape until to last week, President Biden said point blank that it's not very likely that Taliban will overrun the country of Afghanistan.
I heard it.
Very unlikely that this will happen. The idea, the visions of the helicopters and the rooftops at Vietnam are starting to come clearly into focus when we're looking at what's happening in Afghanistan. And boy, when the Taliban takes over, and we've got people estimating that it will happen within a week, that Kabul will fall, because reports are that Kandahar's already fallen. They've got two of the three biggest cities in Afghanistan, plus a gateway city on the border, have already fallen. You know, Afghanistan's done. The Taliban will be in control. Sharia law will be established. The people who aligned with the West will be executed. And especially women.
Yeah.
Boy, you want to see a sea change happening for people. Women will be disenfranchised from education. They will now be worth that half of a ban, because that's what Sharia law says. if a woman is raped, she will have to have four male witnesses to prove that. Otherwise, she's going to be convicted of having committed adultery. And people who are committed, or women who are committed, who have committed adultery are stoned to death
right.
under Sharia law.
Yeah.
So the pullout from Afghanistan was done incredibly irresponsibly. And right now, what it's done is it's created a land that's going to be controlled by an Islamo-fascist terror group that is now aligned with China. It is going to become a breeding ground for other Islamo-fascist terror groups. And all as we're approaching the 20th anniversary of 9/11,
yeah.
Islamo-fascists love to do things on anniversaries. So it wouldn't be outrageous to think that you're going to see the American embassy in Kabul go up in flames in about a month.
Well, yeah, and we won't be there to watch it because we're pulling all our people out. We're getting our contractors out. We're getting the other contractors from several other countries that are there that have literally cut off where they're at right now. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some flying around Afghanistan to try to pick the people up because the roads are blocked, I might add, by the Taliban. The main road out of Kabul, and there's one main road out of Kabul that goes to the north, is blocked off and held by the Taliban.
And a lot of them are in U.S. Humvees.
Yeah, they are. Yep, they are.
You know. So you've got an Islamo-fascist terror group that has now hardened its military capabilities by having fought the United States for 20 years. And before that, having fought the Russians. So they are a formidable fighting force. They may not have the air force that we do, but they are hardened fighters on the ground. And now that they're going to be associating with the Chinese, how anybody could see this as a good thing, I don't know.
Well, it's not, and we continued to talk about it back well over a month ago and saying, look, this is what's going to happen. The Afghan military is going to fall apart because they're made up of what I called 50-50 people. They were people that just merely went there because they wanted three hots and a cot and they wanted that American dollar. And they weren't really allegiant to the Afghan government because they took off the uniforms and headed for the hills. All right, hold that thought, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, so don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. And by the way, that 2 million is a combination of terrestrial, internet, and also satellite, and our new audience over in India as well. And thank you very much for the folks that are listening to us and sending us the emails from there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. And, of course, Moss Nissan has got all those dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. And, you know, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, I will tell you this. If you haven't already driven the new redesigned Rogue, you got to go there and test drive the Rogue. It's the hottest SUV in the market right now. And it's amazing how Moss gets customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want to dream of. And trade-ins, boy, have they got them. And they got a lot of really good ones there. Plus, your car, get it appraised. It's worth more than what you think it is, because the value of used vehicles has gone up. Now, Moss Nissan also happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans and first responders, church pastors too, get a great deal on the vehicle that you want to pick. So check them out online, mossnissan.com, moss, M-A-U-S, nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you got to tell them early on in the deal. Don't wait until you start talking price, but you tell them that when you come in. That's going to get you $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. All right, back to Frank Salvato, the undergroundusa.com person that he is. And good morning again, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
We've got some smoking gun evidence that surfaced about the Chinese COVID cover-up, and it's coming of all places from the Washington Post, who is now reporting that the head of the World Health Organization said that the Chinese Communist Party told him what to put in the report that they released.
Yeah, the Washington Post filed this under blind squirrel can find a nut from time to time. You know, the Washington Post was trying to invalidate that idea just months ago.
Yep.
Saying that, no, World Health Organization, very, very credible organization. We should listen to them and follow them blindly. Well, the World Health Organization is a pretty worthless organization when it comes to the subject of the truth. You know, so President Trump was absolutely right to defund them. We shouldn't be giving them a dime. They're a political organization. They're not a health organization. You know, and quite frankly, I'm trying to find any kind of international entity that isn't heavily influenced by the communist Chinese government. They seem to be getting anything they want to on the world stage today, including with the World Economic Forum, who's really trying to shove their economic model down everybody's throat.
Yeah.
So anything that has that is associated with China or that China has its fingers in, I don't trust. And I think that they are an international global danger in every aspect of that definition that needs to be called into check, because right now China is running rampant on the world and everybody's just taking a knee.
Yeah, they are. They really are. By the way, out there in California, where they're going to have that recall election, Governor Newsom out there, now he's related to Nancy Pelosi. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Governor Newsom out there made a prediction that he is going to retain his governorship because Joe Biden stepped up and said, well, you got to vote for the governor because he's the best opportunity you have to for the state of California. He's a Californian or something along those lines, some stupid thing.
Well, you know, he's the best thing for California because he likes donuts. Biden might as well have said that. You know, Newsom has proved that he's horrible for California, that he's beyond horrible for California. And why Joe Biden, you know, Nancy Pelosi may be related to him, but in the capacity that she says anything in public, she's the Speaker of the House.
Right.
Why the federal government is getting involved in a recall election in California is beyond the pale. They shouldn't be saying a word publicly about this. They need to keep out of it. This is for the people of California to decide.
Mm-hmm.
The people of California have moved this recall forward. Mm-hmm. They don't need a manhandling and abusive, bullying federal government to come in there and try and influence that election.
Mm-hmm. Now we got a question from our professional question asker here, so let's go to that. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yeah, I got a couple of COVID questions for you. I didn't really see it, but my friend told me about it. Said that the vaccine with Pfizer has a drop in efficacy down to like 47%, and I believe the Moderna has dropped down to like 70%, according to
that's true
the articles that he read. And the second question I ask is, how effective are these N95 masks, and can they be reused at all? And is there going to be a booster shot? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, he asked three questions. He's not going in there. But, Frank, what did we used to do with the masks that we had to wear in the rigs?
Well, the ones that were manufactured to be reused, we had to clean and sanitize and reuse. The ones that weren't manufactured to be reused, we had to trash.
Throw them away. I see people walking around there with these masks that should be trashed, and they're walking around day after day after day after day after day with them.
Well, he asked specifically about the N95 masks.
Yes.
They're supposed to be disposed of.
Mm-hmm.
All the other masks, every single one of the other masks is a useless thing to be wearing. There are enough studies that have been released, and just common sense tells you that when The COVID virus itself is almost over 100 times smaller than the smallest aperture in a mask, especially the stupid cloth ones, that it's doing nothing but raising your CO2 levels.
Right.
So the idea that we continue to use these stupid masks that are not created to do what people are being told that they're doing,
yep,
it's beyond the pale. Stop being lemmings, people.
Yep.
Now, let's move on to the vaccines. We need to establish herd immunity here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the model of Sweden, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we ignoring what they've already proven? They protected the vulnerable. They told the healthy to get out there and keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. They didn't crush their economy.
No.
And they have herd immunity. They haven't had a COVID death in over 2 months. So if we're following the science, which the Biden administration and the CDC insists that we're doing, but we're not,
mm-hmm,
we would be looking at Sweden saying, we have empirical proof that establishing herd immunity brings your deaths down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we are prolonging this thing. It's the dumbest thing that we've ever done.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, go ahead.
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. As I'm reading here, here's an ad that says radio host Larry Elder has emerged as front-runner among Republican voters in the Gavin Newsom recall election, but he apparently recently committed an act of sacrilege with some prominent Donald Trump fans. During an interview with the Sacramento Bee editorial board, Elder said that Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election fairly and squarely. Now, Larry Elder is a person that his campaign, I donated money for it. But it sounds to me as though with that comment that he made to the Sacramento Bee editorial board that Joe Biden won the presidential election fair and square, I'm very concerned about getting my donation back, because not only myself, but many of the Elder supporters,
mm-hmm,
we are now having some sort of second thoughts about his commitment to the Republican.
Okay, we're going to run out of time, so I got to get back to Frank.
Let me get an answer, please. Bye.
All right, thanks. All right, Frank, can you stick around a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guard, you hang on. We'll answer that on the other side of the break, because I knew we were coming up in the break there. Larry Elder, okay, is an attorney, and we'll get into a little discussion. I know a couple things about Larry Elder, having met him a couple of times before and done a couple of events with him and talked to him. So we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And by the way, right now I want to tell you about the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law that are under attack. And now's the time to rise up to protect the conservative ideals. Now you can join me on Thursday, September 23rd. At the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay to hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder as they're joined by Rebecca Walser and Alfredo Ortiz for a lively panel discussion. And beforehand, on stage, Governor Ron DeSantis, live and in living color for 20 minutes. He's going to give a speech. Now, the VIP reception will start at 5:30, go to 6:30. The main event starts at 7, goes to 9. Tickets are going to go fast, so don't wait. You better hurry up and get your tickets. There's only 1,000 of them out there. TheAnswerTampa.com, the website, TheAnswerTampa.com, and I look forward to seeing you there that night. It's going to be a great, great, great event. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Now, Frank, we got to get into this, and you got to tell everybody what we were talking about off the air. Larry Elder, he said what he said. There's no doubt about it, but he did it for a reason.
Yeah, he's not running in Texas or Florida. He's running in California. If he would have taken the hardcore stance of the election was stolen, he would be done and dead in the water. Now, when you run a campaign to win, you run a campaign to win. You sometimes have to create narratives that actually cater to the people who are going to be casting votes to you. So you can either be a bull in a china shop or you can be smart. And with that statement, he was being technically correct and smart. This is very important for people to understand. Whether there was chicanery in districts in Georgia and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, those are bad things, and they need to reform those elections at the state level. We can't have that happen again because it affected the election of the electors. But once those electors were seated and certified, as much as we want to question those electors and their certifications, once they were certified and sent to the Electoral College, that is where the president and the vice president are elected. The popular elections don't elect the president and the vice president. So the election of the certified electors, which was prevented by what happened on January 6th because the objections were not brought to the floor because the objectors decided not to do that. So that let the electors be certified and legitimate under the law. They legitimately voted for Biden. So technically, Larry Elder is correct. He is legitimately elected. I think the way the electors were elected was tainted.
True.
But the actual election for the Electoral College was not.
Yeah.
The votes were counted, and he was elected. So we got to eat it and smile on that one, because the people who ran up on the Capitol and did what they did allowed for a saving face of them not objecting anymore. So we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when you're talking about outside money, we saw this in Georgia. I am not a fan of people who don't live in states giving money to candidates when it's a state election. I'm just not a fan, because it disenfranchises the people in the state. Imagine if you wouldn't have had the outside money for the two Democrat senatorial candidates in the runoff election in Georgia.
Sure.
If George Clooney hadn't given $1 million, if Soros hadn't given $10 million, if Hollywood would have been dumping millions of dollars into that race, if Washington would have been dumping millions, if it just would have been the people of Georgia who were affecting the outcome of that election, would it have been the same? I doubt it. You know, so we've got to be careful about when you want to have election reform, how about this? Let's keep outside money out of state races that have to do with either local or federal elections for that state. I don't think someone from Illinois should be influencing an election in Georgia when it comes to representing the people of Georgia.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, and I get exactly where you're coming from. And like I said, Larry Elder was an attorney, so he knows from a legal aspect that and here's the deal, okay? People are still out there, we can change and we can do this, we can do that. No, we can't, because unfortunately, the way the law currently is, once the Electoral College certified the election and Congress said, yep, that's it, took the vote, this, that, and the other, it's over.
Yeah, if we are a nation of laws and not of men, as John Adams said, then the law needs to mean something. It can't be except when I'm aggrieved. That's what the left does.
Yep. Now I will tell you. Go ahead.
We saw what happened in this last election, and I pointed this out. The egregious part came with how the electors were seated. That's the issue, not the election at the Electoral College. It's how the electors were sent. You want to make a difference? Start looking at the local elections. How many times have we said all politics is local, Matt?
99.999% of the time.
Yeah. So the seating of the electors, that's what was affected at the local level, and that's why local vote fraud is important to combat. But you don't sit there and say the Electoral College vote was disenfranchising anybody, because that process was legitimate. I really would have liked to have the senators and the electors who were going to object on the floor not have been interrupted in the process with people storming the Capitol. That's why I tend to believe maybe a little bit of an inside job there, because it did achieve an insurrection. It achieved the process being usurped, so that people didn't make their objections. Keep that in the back of your mind the next time you hear a far-left Marxist like Nancy Pelosi say that there was an insurrection on January 6th. There may well have been, but it didn't come from the right.
No, because the police officers removed the barricades so the people could get in, open the doors, motioned them in. And then, by the way, there are numerous reports of buses out behind the congressional, the Capitol, that unloaded the people that were in them. And they were the ones that came up on the upper part of the steps there that were already up on the top, ready to go in the doors.
and you want to know why Nancy Pelosi was insistent that she have control over any investigations committee that wants to go, that wants to investigate this and come up with a report. She needs to run interference on this pretty damn bad.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And that's what's going on. And we're not dumb enough to not know that. Now, the other thing is, you know, with everything that's going on, the recall election in California, we get that. How about what's going to happen in New York right now, where we've got the lieutenant governor who's come out and said that, well, she's going to finish this Cuomo's term, and then she's going to run on her own, and she said she's going to impose new restrictions to keep up on the COVID-19 pandemic and stay ahead of it. I don't know what those restrictions are going to be, but...
Yeah, who knows? But, you know, this is a woman who said that, you told me this off air, that she said something about Andrew Cuomo and women.
Yeah, that he did a good, he did a good job with the women. Yep. Before all this came out.
If being a misogynist is doing a good job with women, I guess she's right. But that should be trumpeted out there like you can't believe. That makes her unfit to hold office for the very reason he had to resign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what they got going on in the water up in New York these days, but it's time to shift from a corrupt Democrat-run system to one that's actually one that's that installs public servants, perhaps. And Letitia James and Bill de Blasio, those two people aren't cut out of the public servant cloth. Mm-hmm. Letitia James was bankrolled by George Soros, and Bill de Blasio is an idiot.
Mm. But he thinks he could be governor.
Well, you know, the second that he gets out there, I want the first question from anybody who has their salt as a journalist. Say, where's the $800 million you gave your wife?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened to that? Where's the paperwork on that so we could see where almost $1 billion went that you facilitated your wife for her quote unquote philanthropic and benevolent exercises up there?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what happened to it. Almost $1 billion. We're just going to look the other way.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And one last little thing here before we have to go. Is Joe Biden really that stupid, or is he just evil?
or a smidgen of both and compromised when it comes to his cognitive abilities?
Yeah.
I got to go with that one. Every time I see him on camera, he's being led around, and it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you're right, and it's getting worse. All right, Frank, I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and try to stay dry. There's a little bit of rain coming your way.
Hey, stay low, my friend. I'm wearing my hat.
All righty. Very good. And that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And he got it out there, like it or not. What he said is absolutely, positively true.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, where I'll be tomorrow for the gun show. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, you can set something up, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 and have them come out, set up an appointment for service, and they'll take care of whatever you need to have taken care of. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of buku monero there as well. That's a little Swahili for you. Speaking of Swahili, here he is, the Sports Zone guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Hey, we had a game last night in Iowa in the Field of Dreams, and Kevin Costner was there.
Very interesting. Wasn't that a very cool setting? Good setup. And it was a decent game also. Nothing wrong with that. There were some wild games yesterday, Captain, to say the least. You know, had 17-0. Cleveland got beat. The Cubs, you know, 17-4. I mean, it's been a crazy week of high scoring. But the late game, Chicago White Sox beat the Yankees in the game that you mentioned, 9-8. So that was a good ball game. And the Rays won 8-1 yesterday after getting beat 20-8 the day before. I mean, we're getting football scores in these games, Matt. It's crazy, Captain.
Well, it's that time of the year. I mean, things like that happen this time of year. It's always later in the year when they start scoring a bunch of runs, it seems like.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, a lot of these teams are out of it, too, so they're not going to kill the pitching staff. When the game gets out of hand, they'll bring in the third baseman to pitch. And then these things happen after it's already been determined.
Gee, there's hope for Patrick Hyland yet.
Oh, there you go. There you go, man. Get back out there and throw the knuckleball. Oh, that's funny, Captain. But, you know, the New York Mets won for a lot of New York fans out there. And Atlanta lost. Got a lot of friends up in Georgia, so that's not good. Atlanta's had a lot of tough breaks this year, but they're playing well. And we'll see if they are going to win that division or the Mets. It'll come down to those two, to say the least, Captain.
Yeah.
Had some NFL football yesterday, a little exhibition ball, which people are excited about. Finally getting back into football. Hopefully they do the right things and wake up the season, to say the least, Captain. You know, we're all hoping and counting on that. So that's going to be a good thing this year. If, you know, let's show respect for the people that gave it their all. That's still, we'll just leave it at that. And it's kind of funny talking about the Cleveland Guardians. We worry more about a mascot than we do about the major things in this country.
Well, now they're named after a bridge. That bridge, that Guardian is the bridge.
Yes.
Really, the last bridge on its way out to Lake Erie. Oh, well. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you see what the Pac-12 did? Well, let me help you. They're going to require their teams to forfeit games if any of their players test positive for COVID-19. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The NFL's trying to do the same thing. Uh-huh. And we'll see what happens with the players' union when it comes to that. I didn't know if you were talking about looking at merging with another conference. I didn't know what your goal was at, Captain. But, yeah, no, I did hear about that. And it's amazing that we get to that level and it has to be that way. I don't get it. And what science do we follow, Captain? You know, I have one doctor saying the mask doesn't help, and then I have another who says it does. I mean, it flip-flop all the time. I mean, you just don't know who to believe anymore. And please, you know, let's not ruin our sports by letting this take over. I mean, he said it perfectly. Don't let the cure be worse than the cause. And we seem to do that a lot. And we do it in sports, too. Can't appease everybody. Let's stick to what's been happening in this great country of ours and go from there.
By the way, we have an Olympian, a gold medalist. His name is Gable Stevenson. And the Buffalo Bills have reached out to him. They want to draft him.
Good. I love it. Yeah, he's a class act. There's a true American patriot. He's proud to live in this country. Proud of the opportunity he was given. I mean, come on now. You can't beat that. That's the guy that you want on your team, to say the least. Just to give a recap, New England beat the Washington football team. You know, got to be careful there too, Captain. Mm-hmm. And the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I wonder if Petey's going to get mad at all the, you know, animal nicknames. Anyway.
Well, probably.
Probably, right? It's amazing, isn't it? And last but not least, before my time is up, we had a little NASCAR. Got a little Hoosier action. We'll be in Indiana, baby, racing it up. So, you know, everybody out there, enjoy that. It should be a fun, nice weekend. Weather's kind of cooperating across the country, except for a little heat.
Well, I don't know, because we got this tropical storm that's going to dump a bunch of rain on us over here.
Yeah, west coast of Florida should get hit a little bit Sunday and Monday, to say the least. But, hey, it's the time of year. It's just something that we all know.
And at least in Miami, the game would be played with the dome closed.
Oh, yeah, for baseball. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I got to let you go because we've run into that time, and we will look forward to talking to you again on Monday and find out what happened over the weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks, Matt. Have a wonderful day.
All righty. That's Patrick Hyland, everybody, the sports quarterback. And, of course, in his other life, this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, folks, before we part for the week, because during the week we're on Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 live around the country, AM that is, and then on the weekend we're on from 2 to 5 live, but our show gets picked up at various different times on our affiliates, our weekend affiliates, so you have to check your local station for the time that we're played there. But we've seen the CDC this week get caught not once, not twice, but three times with numbers that just weren't close to being accurate. Now, the last time they got caught was just yesterday with the children's numbers for the number of children that were in the hospitals with COVID. And they had those numbers all out of whack. Now, they did it to Florida twice. And Florida tweeted the first time about it and said, hey, man, correct the numbers, they're not right. The second time they not only tweeted, the governor went on television to talk about it. That's Governor Ron DeSantis. But isn't that amazing? So now you can't believe the CDC either. Now, I want to mention something here about the Everglades Equipment Group. You want to check them out? There's four of their stores and in the sound of my voice here in Florida. Everglades Equipment Group with their reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. And the other thing is, this weekend's going to be busy with Tropical Storm Fred coming to pay us a visit here in the west side of Florida, coming across the southern part of Florida. Going to be a big-time rainmaker, 3 to 5 inches, could be as much as 8 inches in some area. Might even be more than that in some areas. And it might get a little windy, nothing like what it could be. But we'll see. We'll see, and we'll just batten down the hatches if that happens and go from there. Now, don't forget about our event coming up September the 23rd, the Job Creators Network. A special in-person address will be made by our governor, Ron DeSantis. That's going to be great. Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walser will be the panelists for the discussion that will happen after the governor speaks. It's going to be great. And by the way, we might have two governors there that night. We might have a governor-elect from California, Larry Elder. We'll see. People are thinking he's not going to win, but I'm telling you, I think he can. All right, we'll be back tonight for the weekend edition. Till then, have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.